Bold people are brave and confident people. The brave are willing to do things that may be difficult, painful, or dangerous. Success in life is attracted not by inaction or inactivity, but by reaching out towards our individual aspirations in life. That's why people often say that where there is no venture, there is no success. Most times, the future or outcome of man's individual pursuit is not always very clear. You cannot always accurately predict the outcome of the new thing you are starting out to do now. But nevertheless, people who desire to succeed still go ahead. Without an atom of boldness, no one can venture out. That's why I call boldness the success power base. The problem of lack of drive can be traceable to the absence of boldness in an individual. Many people who ought to be successful and rich by now may have been held back without their knowing it by their subtle fears. Many men have come to discover that in life, fortune favors the bold. The man who met with so-called fortune or good luck certainly took a chance and acted, tried to speak up. He was willing to, despite feelings of fear or inadequacy that was running through his mind. Every man or woman born into life has some form of the spirit of boldness in them. If you didn't have it, you wouldn't have been able to take your first steps as a toddler trying to learn how to walk. The fear of falling or failing is the same in toddlers as well as adults, and so is the spirit of boldness too. The same spirit of boldness that moved that toddler to take his first small steps also moved the first man to venture out into the outer space. Life generally is a journey into the unknown, but every man has been given a mind by the Creator so that they can see and chart a pathway for themselves, believing and trusting that they'll eventually arrive in their desired destination. During the early years of shipping, the captain of every ocean-going vessel launches out into the sea despite the known possibilities of entering into a storm. He boldly sails on believing and trusting that he'll arrive at his desired haven. And in most cases, they do. No living man or woman is totally free from the feelings of fear and inadequacy at all times until they pass away. They only learn to master it per time whenever it raises its ugly head. So how do you become a person of great boldness? Learn to dwell on the positive side of things. Both fear and boldness are issues of the mind. They have to do with your feelings. You may agree with me that even in certain instances when there is evidence that what you're attempting to do will come out successful, you may still sense some feelings of fear as if you were in danger, but in the long run, you still had a successful outcome. This goes to show that successful people go ahead, venture out, and succeed despite the feelings of fear still resident in their stomach all along. They simply chose to believe the other feeling that they had too. The feeling that they'll come out successful. Almost all the successful people interviewed whose careers demanded that they stood before large audiences agreed that no matter how long they had been in the profession, they still felt some form of fear or anxiety a few moments before they had to go on stage to perform. Boldness doesn't mean total absence of fear, but rather it means going ahead anyway, irrespective of it. Learn from past failures and mistakes. There is nothing anyone is attempting to do under the sun that is totally new in its concept. It is simply being done in a new way. The fundamental principles behind it had been in existence. Being bold, however, doesn't mean to throw caution to the winds. Taking unnecessary risk is not boldness at all. For example, running in front of a fast-moving train is not an act of boldness, but an act of suicide. On the other hand, it is wisdom to weigh the pros and cons around any situation before you boldly arrive at a decision and act. Anyone that acted having the aim of bringing about a laudable end result despite fears can be called brave. Brave people are recognized based on what they set out to achieve. Learning from your own and others' past mistakes helps to make you understand some of the pitfalls you may encounter along the way so as to avoid them. Get yourself acquainted with the facts before boldly embarking on the mission. Calm your nerves. The knowledge of how to calm your nerves by controlling your thoughts is the key to acquiring a lion heart. Courageous people first learn how to encourage themselves. Taking deep, long breaths so that your blood can receive a great deal of oxygen helps to calm your nerves. The use of positive affirmations and prayer, telling yourself that you'll come out successful and encounter only the best, makes it work out just the same way you expected it to be. You need faith, spirituality, and to complete the package, as the proverbial saying goes, God helps those who help themselves. You must believe in an invincible higher being helping you to come out successful. In all of these, let us bear in mind that boldly walking in crime and illegality has its own repercussions. So we should be only bold to engage in deeds that will be to the highest good of all concerned.